And we are up to, okay, we are up to, maybe, we are up to Perek Lamed Gimel. We are in the middle, we're up to Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk Gemara describing what is going to happen at the time of the coming of Mashiach. So, Pasuk Vav, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Vav. So until now we just started off describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's going to rebuild. He's going to rebuild the city. He's going to make it great. This was the second prophecy that Yirmiyah said concerning the Gula Hasida, and it began describing all the cities that have been destroyed by the Kastim, and all of the bodies that have been buried in these in the rubble and the destruction. All of that is going to come to an end at the time of the Gula. Pasuk Vav begins Hineni. Hashem says, "Rezai ma'alela arucha u'marpei urifasim." Hashem says, "I will bring forth healing." The word arucha is a very popular word in Chazal. Healing, u'marpei, is another word, a remedy. These are two words which really mean the same thing. I think the Malbim says the difference is arucha is an external wound, and marpei is an internal wound. So different types of wounds require different types of treatments. Urifasim, and through the arucha and the marpei, through these two different types of healings, the person I will heal them, digilei silahem, and I will reveal to them aseres shalom ve'emes. Aseres means the abundance. I will reveal to the Jewish people the abundance of peace and emes. Let's first see the mitzvot of pasuk vav. Hineni me'aleh lo, hinei behold, ahaleh refua leha'ir hazos. Hashem says, I will bring forth a healing to this city, the year pu'u gama nosheha ritzono loymar, and the people will be healed. What does it mean? Ho'ir tibone v'anosheha yeshuvu lo, the city will be rebuilt, and the people will return to it. V'gilisi agal elohem shalom rav u'miskayim, I will reveal to them great peace that is enduring. Rashi says, what does it mean? Aseres shalom, bircha shalom shulud b'las. Aseres means the blessing of peace. It seems that Rashi, I'm not sure Rashi is coming to disagree with the Mitzudos. If you look in the Mitzudos Siyon, he says Aseres Inyan Ribui means the abundance. A Baracha is another word for Ribui. Baracha is blessing. Blessing is where there is abundance. Baracha has the letters, all the double letters. Beis, Chof, Reish, the letters that are double. So seemingly he agrees. Okay, and also, like you see, he quotes the pasuk, "Inyan ribui kamoi v'asar anan haketores." The cloud of the keteros will be increased. Okay, let's see here the Radak. The Radak says, "Sinima lelo lo'ir liyushalayim shezochar arucho marpe." I will bring forth to Yerushalayim a healing and a remedy. Inyan kafel b'milo shoynos. It's exactly the same two words. The words mean the same thing, just this poetic repetition. V'gilisi lochem aseres shalom ve'emes. I will reveal to them peace and emes. Amar v'gilisi lefi shohayu dover haketz mechusa adyoyim hagu'ula. So here he's coming up here to say something a little bit different. He's saying the word v'gilisi means I'm going to reveal to them the time of Mashiach. Something that we've all been waiting for. In other words, this pasuk is predicting an event that is before the coming of Mashiach. The Radak is saying something very deep, very profound. Yaakov Avinu was bikesh legalois es haketz. So if we would have not had that information, we would know exactly when Mashiach is coming. It would be revealed to us. That was hidden from us. And throughout the generations, anytime there was a possibility when someone who did know when the Mashiach would come, it was taken away, that knowledge was taken away from them, it was denied that they should have the ability to reveal it to the public. Here this pasuk says at the time of the Geula, preceding the Geula, there's going to be a revelation as exactly when the Geula will come. That's how the Radak learns Pshan the Pasuk Vigolisi. According to the Mitzudos and Rashi, that's not what it means. Vigolisi just means I'm going to reveal to them peace. I'm going to reveal to them that you're going to have a lot of peace, security, serenity, v'chulu v'chulu and bracha. But over here, according to Radak, it's much deeper. It means I'm going to reveal to you the time when Mashiach will come. Look at those words again. V'gilisi ma'aseres shalom v'emes, amar v'gilisi lefi shoya dov ha'ketz mechusa. The ketz, we're talking about the ketz, was concealed. Ad yem ha'geula, and therefore it's now going to be revealed. And this idea of it being revealed has precedent where in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Moshe says to Paro, kechatzos halayla, So Chatzos was the moment when everything changed. Chatzos HaLaila was the moment of Makas Bukharos, the 10th Makkah, where Paro came out and said, leave, you're free to go. So there was a revelation of when the Kates would come at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So everything that happened in Yitzias Mitzrayim is a simin, what's going to happen at the time of the Gula HaSidah. Just like we got down towards the end, I don't know exactly when Moshe predicted this, a week before, I don't know the details, a week before, a few days before, whenever it was, but there was a short period of time when there was a revelation of exactly when the moment of transition, the moment of Gula would be. And that is a simon for us, that there will come a point in time before, at least according to the understanding of the Radak, before the coming of Mashiach, when there will be a revelation by whoever it is, whatever, however these things unfold, when it will exactly be the ultimate moment of the Kates, whatever all of that means. Now, Aseres. So Aseres, he first quotes the interpretation of Rashi and the Mitzudas, it means Perusha Roif. There will be an abundance of peace and emes. That when Yitzhak he was mispalel, he increased. He was mar, but there was a ribui in the koyach of tefillah. Who inyan ribui tefillah v'chein v'hatartem alai divreichem. And Yecheskel there, Hashem says that you, I'm not sure who says to who, but it says your words are overwhelming. Your words are overwhelming. So again, you see this, it means a ribui. Ribui divarim. Okay, let's go now. There's a few things to discuss. Number one over here is why specifically... What?
Is that what Rashi said?
Rashi means baracha. Baracha is an abundance. An abundance. It means an abundance. You're correct. It means an overwhelming, the same idea in abundance. Okay, now why over here does the pasuk focus on these two things called Shalom and Anes? So I saw here two very nice things. First of all, in Zechariah refers to the coming of Mashiach. Vihoemes vihashalom ehovu. They will love emes and shalom. So Zechariah was the main prophet that focuses on the time of the Geula, and just as he expresses that the unique feature, the unique characteristic of the Geula are these two midos, emes and shalom. So likewise here, that's also put into this pasuk as well in referring to the Geula Hasidah. Okay, another idea.
You see it again. You see it in the Megillah Esther.
Oh, what do you see? Oh, very good. Divrei Shalom is excellent. I didn't know that. I didn't think of that. So it's a very interesting idea to take note of all the places in Tanakh when you deal with Geula, and it's specifically these two things, Shalom and Emes. Now, there's a beautiful Al-Sheikh here in the arts. He quotes a beautiful Al-Sheikh that says that, I don't remember the entire Medrash, maybe you can remind me of the details, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create man, and he said to the Malachim, Nasa Adam, let us make man. Let's have a discussion. Let us have a debate. Do you think it's a good idea to create man? And the Malachim, first Malach says, no, don't create man, because Kuloi Kitata. Man is full of Kitata. And then the other midas said, and Chesed said, Yivra, no, they're good, they're kind people. So it was one against one. And then Tzedakah said, Tzedek says, no, they're righteous, they're good people, create man. But then Shalom said, Shalom, so Ketata means there's strife, the machlokes. And Shikra, the other Malach says, the Mole, they're full of Sheker, there's no MS among them. So in other words, there were four Malachim that spoke up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving advice if Hashem should create man. And it was a tie, two against two. The midos of Chesed, Tzedakah, if I'm not mistaken, it's Chesed, Tzedakah, Shalom, and Emes. Chesed and Tzedakah were pro, and Shalom and Emes were against, were con. Why? Because man is full of strife, and man is full of sheker. So it was a tie. So what are you going to do with a tie? So Hashleich Emes Arza. So Hashem said, Emes, leave. You are dismissed. So now it's two against one. Acharei Rabim Lahatos, you follow the majority. Tzedek and Chesed said create. And therefore man was created. And Emes was dismissed. And that's why we have halacha that Mishanin Mibnei Darkei Shalom. Since indeed Emes was dismissed, there is a person does have a, the person is permitted at times to lie in order for the greater good of Darkei Sham. That's a very fascinating thing. You could violate a midah for the greater good. So here it says in this pasuk, and I guess that's what the theme in Zechariah, as you mentioned in Megillah as well, is that when Mashiach comes, these two midos, specifically these two midos, will be repaired. And there will no longer be an objection in the Pamalia Shalmaila to the creation of man. Man will work on himself to create the midah of Emes and the midah of Shalom. And then all four malachim will be on the same page. There's chesed, there's tzedakah. Man has perfected emes, he has perfected shalom. So there's no reason any longer why man should not be created. Okay, that's the basic idea in this pasuk. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Zayin. Vashivasi Yeshivus Yehuda, Yeshivus Yisrael. Hashem says, I will restore the captivity of Yehuda and the captivity of Yisrael. Uvinisim kavarishayna, and I will rebuild them like it was in the good old days. In other words, the malchus will no longer be divided. In the olden days, there was a division between the malchus and the malchus Yisrael. That's not going to be anymore. Now there's going to be peace. Let's see over here the mitzudos pasuk zayin. Vahashivasi ashiv la'artzam shvi Yehuda v'yashvi Yisrael. I will return to the land, the captivity of Yehuda, the captivity of Yisrael. Uvinisim ratzolaymar yu mushpoim mitayva v'hatzlocha kamiaz. They will be recipients of blessing, goodness, and atzlocha like they were in the good old days. There is no Rashi, the Radak, Pasuk Zayin. There is no Radak either. Let's go to Pasuk Ches. V'tihartim mikol avoinam asher chatuli. I will purify them from the sins that they have committed to me. V'solachti l'chol avoinoy sehem. I will forgive them for their sins. Asher chatuli, which they have sinned to me, v'asher pashuvi. So take note that all three types of sins are mentioned here. It says here first, avoinam. Okay, it says really twice. Mikol avoinam asher chatu li v'slachti l'chol avoinu sehem asher chatu li v'asher pashuli. So it says three different expressions. It says avoin, chait, and pesha. Chait is done inadvertently. Avoin is done b'mezid. Pesha is done in spite, out of rebellion. When we say this, that's why when a Baal Tshuva goes to a mikvah, as we all do, in Erev Yom Kippur, Mishnah Berurah says he's supposed to dip in the mikvah three times, kineged, chait, avoin, and pesha. So all three are going to be forgiven in the time of Mashiach. Let's see what it says in the Mitzvah of Pasuk Ches. I will forgive them, and they will be purified from the tumah of sin. V'solachti kafal dam b'milum shoynos. V'solachti is a product of repetition. Pashu bi, pashu means more do they rebelled against me. Let's see what it says in the Radak. There is no Radak. Next pasuk tes. The hoyisali klal yishol will then be for me l'shem sasoin as now. There's a question if they similarly go together as a they will be for me. L'shem can either mean over here in the article they translate as for the sake, but it really has a much greater meaning. L'shem means for renown. L'shem, they will be for me as a what's a good word? They will be renowned as
famous.
What? Famous. Sason, a nation that's famous for joy. L'shila, praise. U'lisif aretz, splendor. L'chol goyeh aretz. Among all the nations of the world. All the nations of the world will have a reputation. That's probably the word I was looking for. L'shem is a reputation. They will have a reputation that this is the nation in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has great satisfaction. Hashem has sasayin, tehila, and teferes in this nation. Asher yishmu es ha-toiva asher anochi oseh oisam. The nations will hear the goodness which I do to them. Ufochadu v'rogzu. And Klal Yisrael will be terrified. Al kol ha-toiva v'al kol ha-shalom asher anochi oseh lanam. What do you mean they're going to be terrified? They're going to enjoy it to such a degree, they will be terrified that they should do anything wrong to be guilty of sin that would cause them to lose this enormous bracha. When a person is very...
First to the Jews?
What?
Not to the goyim?
The pachadu is going on the Jews. Pachadu is a similar interpretation, we'll see in a few moments, only to explain what it means now, and then we'll see it inside, is that the Jews, Klal Yisrael, after they are recipients of this enormous blessing, they will be in a state of fear not to do an Avera. Because they will, it will be clear to them is that the blessing comes through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grace, through His kindness, and if they anger Hashem by doing Averos, then Hashem will just cancel the bracha and it will not flow, it will not come any longer. So they will be in a state of fear not to lose the blessing. Like you see today, people that are very successful. So they're petrified of an ayin hara, they're petrified of doing something wrong. If they have a good fortune, you don't want to lose the good fortune, especially when you know what it means, when you had in past experience, know what it means to suffer. So the entire Klai Yisrael is going to find themselves in this matziv, and the words that are used in the pasuk are very powerful words. Pachad and Roiges. Let's see the mitzvot pasuk test. So he right away translates the word lefirsim as public. Lefirsim is reputation. It will be well known. Sasain v'lesila as a joy and praise. L'chol ha'goyim ha'shoimim ha'toyv asher eseh li'Yisrael. When the nations of the world hear all of the good that I have done to Klal Yisrael, It will be famous. It will be well known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in Klal Yisrael tremendous satisfaction. Ki kulam yismuchu b'tshuas Yisrael. So he goes further. Not only will Hashem have satisfaction, the entire world, the goyim will also. Okay, you're right. The goyim will not only on. Let's see further. Ki kulam yismuchu b'tshuas Yisrael. The halu the faru es Hashem. The nations of the world will have happiness that HaKadosh, that Klal Yisrael are doing well. Al ki oz yakiru ha'emes shehashem hu elokim, because at that time, in that point in time, the entire world will come to the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true God. Now look at this, Rabbi Michal, look what it says here. You see the next words clearly than what the Radak Mitzudo says. Upochatu v'rogzu, who is going to express pachad and reges? Yisrael yifchadu v'yiradu mechet Mechato od ba'avur kol hatoiv. It's the Jewish people that are going to be terrified not to do an aver to cause them to lose the good.
That's the
mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Right. Einochanami. Correct. Right. I just wanted to say that it's a legitimate interpretation. Okay. Einochanami. Ritzon loymar yifchadu. The Jewish people will be afraid lachato to sin shlo yovdu hatoiv hamarubas, so that they should not be denied the good blessing. Osel lo. Ritzon loymar liYerushalayim. All of the good that Hashem is doing towards Yerushalayim. Okay, let's see over here what it says. It says in the Radak. Radak Pasik Tes. Ufachtu v'ragzu. Like you said, who is going to be terrified? The Goye Ha'oretz. Yifchatu v'yirgazu. Al kol ha'tov v'al kol ha'shom ha'shani o'se lo. Perusha li'ushalayim. They're going to be terrified when you witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so good to someone else. You realize that you have been mistaken your entire life. That you are in the wrong. So you're afraid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lash out and punish you for the harm that you've caused these people. The Ummah Yisrael have caused harm to Klal Yisrael throughout Golus. And when they finally see the MS and they see the brach that Klal Yisrael deserves,
they'll jump on the bandwagon.
Well, either they'll jump on the bandwagon or they'll just be afraid who knows what's coming to them. Now there's going to be their reckoning. They're going to have to pay for what they've done, the harm they've caused Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's go to now. One thing I left out about that, going back to the previous pasuk of Aser. So I want to jump back for one before we go to the next section. And the when we started, we said over here in pasuk Vav, Hidani Male La Rucha Marpe Urfasim V'Gilis Lachem Aseres Shalom V'Emes. So we translated three different ways of translating. The same thing means bracha, an abundance, mm-hmm. An abundance, overwhelming bracha. Rashi said bracha. Radak said overwhelming. And Mitzudel said abundance. The Targum says it comes from the word ta'ar, a gate. Aseres is a ta'ar, tof reish is the shorish, and it means I will reveal to them the gates of peace and emes. That's what the Targum says. Aseres is ta'ar.
Maybe the substitute a shin.
A shin, a shar, with what? With the tof? I'm not sure.
No, okay.
All right, but this is how the Targum translates it. Okay, let's now go to the next section. Start with Pasuk Yud. Koyamar Hashem, now, so says Hashem, Od Yishama b'mokem hazeh she'atem oimrim chareifu. It will one day be heard in this location, this place, the place that you say is chareifu, me'ein adam u'me'ein behema, ba'ara yehudu v'chutzos Yerushalayim. it will once again be heard in this place that is currently abandoned, currently chorev. It is abandoned and empty from man. It is empty from animals. The cities of Yehuda, uvechutzos Yerushalayim, haneshamois, that are neshamos are desolate. Me'ein Adam, u'me'ein Yoishev, u'me'ein Behemoth, three things. There's no human beings, there's no one living there, and there are no animals. Who would be the Yoishev? I'm not exactly sure who the Yoishev would be. Why is the Yoishev different than the Adam? Okay, Be'ein Adam, u'me'ein Yoishev, u'me'ein Behemoth. What will be heard once again in this city? So this is one of the most famous psukim. Famous psukim in Yirmiyah. Koil sasoin, the kol simcha, kol chasan, the kol kala, kol oimim, the kol that says, hoidu es Hashem tzivokis, give thanks to Hashem tzivokis, ki toiv Hashem, ki li oilam chas Hashem, is good forever, is his kindness, midim toida beis Hashem, they will bring thanksgiving to the beis Hashem, ki oshiv es shavus haaretz,
beis HaMikdash,
they will bring a carbon toy to the beis HaMikdash, ki oshiv es shavus haaretz, kovari shayno om Hashem, I will return the captivity, like it wasn't originally, so says Hashem. So here is the famous sukkim. We learn this idea, what we say by chasna, all the various songs, all different neschois ha'tfila, the five koilos that will be heard at the time of the coming of the gula. So let's see first the mefarshim, then we'll see some other ideas. Pasik yud and yud aleph. So says Hashem, will once can be heard in this place, which you say is chorev, ritzon elaymar. Ad oylam yia chorev v'sham mibli yimotzei sham adam v'behema. People were under the impression that this place is chorev, will be chorev forever, and no longer will man or animal be found in this city. Be'or Yehuda l'toisefes be'or yifarish ata mahu hamokim. What is the location of Amar be'or Yehuda? Haneshamois asherhem shemois mibli adam oyver. Currently, Yerushalayim is desolate from people. Traveling in the city, shamu mibli adam yoshev bohem, and it is abandoned from people living. So the Ritzudos makes it clear that the difference between adam and yoshev are visitors versus residents. Me'ein adam, the tourist industry, doesn't exist. There is no minister of tourism. And Yoishev, there is no minister of housing because there's no one living there. And there is no zookeeper because there are no animals either there. It's completely desolate. So that's how we distinguish between these three. Why would you put there visitors before you would put residents? That's interesting. You normally would put there, you know, the residents, they come first, then comes the people that want to visit. Interesting. I don't know why it's out of order. Kol sasain, musvala mikro shalfanov, loimar, oh yisham bakimazek, kol sasan, the day will once can be, we will hear kol sasain, kol chasan, kol simchas chasan. And what will they do? They will bring next pasakili oilam chasto, they will bring a carbon toida, they will say kitoiv Hashem kili oilam chasto, ki ad oilam yase chesed, Hashem will do chesed forever, midiyim vehema. Yiyu mivim carbon toida bebeis Hashem. These individuals will bring a carbon toida bebeis Hashem. Haba al hanes ki ashiv el artsam ashiv eshavusam lios betoiva kimeoz, because I will restore them to their land like back in time immemorial. The good old days are yet to return. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Radak. Radak pasik yud aleph mivim toida. Radax asked the question, why here does it say only carbon toida? What happened to the carbon chatos, the carbon oila, the carbon shlamim? What happened to all of these carbonos? V'loy amar chatos v'asham l'fisha b'zmanahu lo yihu bohem r'shoim v'choytim. Because when Mashiach comes, there will no longer be wicked people. Ki kulam yedu es Hashem. There will no longer be a need to bring a carbon chatos, a carbon oila, a carbon shlamim. The only carbonos that will be brought at the time of Mashiach will be the carbon toid. This is a very famous chazal. That's why we say mizmar l'soida. Mizmar l'soida corresponds to the carbon toida. This is something which will never be bottled. V'chein amir rabbi says, "Hol levracha kol hakarbonos kulim b'telim l'asalavoy chutz mi carbon toida, except for the carbon toida." Let's see if I can remember. I just remember list parshas Noach. Try to help me with this. Is that we find in all the various people who brought korbanos. Noach, vayal oilos ba'mizbeach, vayal vayerach Hashem esreach anichayach. Lech was not the first person to bring a korban. Avraham brought a korban. Who else brought a carbon? Adam, Harishon brought a carbon. Adam brought a carbon. Cain, Hevel, they brought a carbon. Okay, and Noach brought a carbon. And who else brought a carbon? Forgot. So the difference between them. Adam's carbon, according to Chazal, was a carbon chatos, because he sinned. Adam sinned, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. He ate from the Eitz Hadas, so it was considered to be a carbon chatos. Avram's carbon, he brought Yitzchak as a carbon oila, a haleula oila, as a burnt offering. Okay, it wasn't fulfilled, but Avram was a carbon oila. What?
He brought the isle,
right, as a carbon oila. Okay, then who's next? Who else brought a carbon from the ancients? I think maybe, what was it, Cain and Hevel? It was accepted that was a carbon shlomim. Why was it called a carbon shlomim? I don't remember. I don't remember anymore. And Noach, the main thrust of this idea that I saw in the sefer, was Noach brought a carbon toida, because cutting all of the different things which happened, which you bring the toida for four different reasons, and all those four reasons applied to Noach. He traveled the seas, the teva, the midbar. Okay, I don't remember all the details, but Noach certainly qualified. He was chavush mibeis asur, locked up in prison in the teva. All the reasons that applied to being carbon toida applied to Noach, and therefore Noach's carbon was unique. And then Noach's carbon was a carbon toida. And the Mela, what?
It's similar to the concept of Suda from
Tov. Okay, that's why Noach's carbon, there's more emphasis. Vayorach Hashem esureach hanichayach. It does not say that about all the other korbanos. Does not say about Avraham's carbon when he brought the isle. Vayorach Hashem esureach hanichayach. It doesn't say about Cain Hevel. It doesn't say. This is a very powerful expression. Why is the expression Vayorach Hashem reach hanichayach used specifically in reference to the carbon of Noach? So you have to go through all the details, which I don't remember. It's because Noach was the only one who brought in conceptually what we would call a carbon toida. And a carbon toida is the most precious before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just quoted this Maimon Chazal, that it's the only carbon that will exist at the time of Mashiach. All other carbonos are made to become bottle, with the exception of the carbon toida. Why would Shlomo become bottle? Shlom, is it also mechaper for something? Is it also kapara? Oil is an assay to bring shalom between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. I don't know. But Toy, the only one that's going to be brought in the future, requires more understanding. I don't know the answer. Okay, now, what about the five koilas? Why the five koilas? Okay, so I once heard that in Rosh Hashanah, everything about the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is a tefillah for Shaduchim. I once heard someone say a drasha. It's a very interesting drasha. And his proof was, that's why there are five different types of koilas. You blow a tekiah, a shvarim, a trua, a shvarim trua, and a tekiah gedoila. So those five koilas are the koilas that we're hoping should turn into throughout the year, Kol Sosin, Kol Simcha, Kol Chosin, Kol Kala, Kol Eim Hodla As Hashem, Tzivoka Is Kitoiv Hashem, Ki Li'olam Chasta. It's a drush. Okay, it's an interesting idea. There are five different unique types of koilas. The Makri calls out five expressions. You can't deny that the Makri, he calls out five different expressions. Tekiah, Shvarim, Trua, Shvarim Trua, and Tekiah Gedoila. So those five koilas, it's koil. And there are five koilas that Chazal focus on with the time of Mashiach. This is what we're yearning for, because the Kol Shofar, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, one of the purposes of the Kol Shofar is the Kol of Mashiach. And the Kol of Mashiach, what is the Kol of Mashiach? It's when you hear Kol Sosen, Kol Simcha, Kol Chosen, Kol Kala. This indeed is the Geula. Chazal indeed say, Kol HaMismech Chosen V'Kala, Kilu Banu Achas Michurvos Yerushalayim. So you do see all of these things do go hand in hand. Now, where else were there koilos? They were koilos at the time of Matan Torah. Right? Koilos, let me read the Medrash. Medrash says, at the time of the Geula, okay, here it says, Kol Hanene Misudas Chasan, it's really in the reverse order. Anyone that goes to a simcha, chasna, and does not give simcha, over b'chamisha koilos. Shenemar, kol sasen, kol simcha, kol chasna, kol kala, kol oim hodla, shev eshem tzvokoyitz, v'im misamchoy, mas sicharoy. If a person gives simcha, chasna, kala, what is his reward? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, zoicha l'toira, if you misameh chasna, kala, you zoicha t'toira, shenitna b'chamisha koilos. Shenemar, Vayhi b'yom hashlishi b'yos habayke v'koylois. Koylois is two. Uvirakim. Vrakim is thunder. Right? It's thunder. Thunder is a sound. V'anon kavid al ha'ar. V'kol shofar.
Koylois is thunder.
Two.
Koylois.
Oh, Rakim is lightning. So that's the lightning. I assume the lightning is accompanied by thunder. That's what I'm assuming. Okay, that's what I'm assuming. The lightning is accompanied by thunder.
Reality,
the reality is, so the lightning brings forth thunder, and then it says, then on kavod al ha'ar, that's already three, because koylois is two, the Rakim is three. Then when it says kol shofar, what? Or Rakim. Okay, good point. Okay, so how do you make? No, but then it goes v'elokim ya'anenu v'kol. Then the pasuk goes on v'kol. Because I'm not sure how you get five. It should be six or it should be four. I don't know. And look, let's have to look at the Gemara. But these are the five koilos. There are five koilos that I mentioned this pasuk, and that's what a person is responsible for. A person, because the simcha has to be a simcha shel Torah. Okay, so that's pretty much the five koilos. Okay, let's go further. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk says, pasuk yud beis. Kol koyamar Hashem tzevokas odiye b'mak mazel hacharev me'in adam v'ad behemu v'chol arav. It once again will be in this place, which currently is charev, is destroyed from human habitation, from animals, in all of its cities. Nevei ro'im. It will one day be found. It will be found. The day will come when there will be a nevei roim marbit simson, an abode of shepherds that will be raising, pasturing sheep. And of course, the metaphor here is for talmidei chachamim that will be having yeshivas. And this has been fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael today. Certainly, that wherever you go, there are a nevei roim. A nevei roim is a code word for a yeshiva. A yeshiva where there are shepherds, the shepherds are the rebbeim, and they are pasturing their sheep. The talmidim are always called the tzayin. And certainly this has been fulfilled to a very great degree in our generation.
So let's. They never named the yeshiva
Nevei. I'm sure we can find a yeshiva Nevei Roim.
So,
Nevei Roim, so it's a good name, so we have to start a yeshiva. We'll call the koilel here. We'll rename the koilel Nevei Roim. Okay, let's take a look over here at Pasuk Yud Beis in the Mitzvah. V'machem hazeh, hu Yerushalayim. This place that is currently abandoned in Yerushalayim, v'chol arav Yisrael, neveya ro'im, v'chol hamakamos yu midurei ro'im, hamarbitzim son, all of these locations, the day will come when there will be dwellings of shepherds that are pasturing their sheep, ki yishrabut senem od, because the sheep will increase in great number. And that's definitely true today. Today, the yeshivas there are mamish busting by the seams. They're like the smallest yeshivas of 400 people. Open up yeshiva, tier the yeshiva in America, to go yeshiva, to go get 10 talmidim is a struggle in America. There, it's like, you open up yeshiva, busting by the seams. Every yeshiva is packed. Let's see what it says here in Rashi. Rashi, the Ve'roi means modar, Roi means a dwelling for shepherds. Okay, let's see what it says in the Radak, Pasik Yud Beis. There is Pasik Yud Beis, Marbitim Soin, Bechomokam, Mein Pachad, there will be no fear, Yel Leroyim, Nove, an abode, the Yirbit Susham, Soinam, Beli Pachad. The thrust of the Radak is there will not be any fear. People will live in safety and security, there's not going to be any terror. Pasik, let's go to Pasik Yud Gimel. Now we go into more detail. Where exactly in Yerushalayim will there be found in the Nevei Ro'im? It will be on the cities of the mountain, the cities of the lowland, Uvari Hanekev in the south, Uvari Eretz Binyamin, Uvisvive Yerushalayim, Uvari Yehuda, Od Tavorna Hatzon, the sheep will pass Al Yidei Moineh. Moineh means the counter. The Moineh is another word, a synonym for the shepherd. The shepherd counts every single one of his sheep. Amar Hashem, so says Hashem. There's a lot of emphasis on this. No child will be left behind. And this is something that is very different between this generation and the previous generation. The previous generation, there's no question about it, and you can read this in the books in Europe, in Slobodka, is that the derech was not, wasn't the derech of learning, there was no such thing as no child may be left behind. Chinuch, education was only for those that had the brains for it. If someone did not have the kishronos, you did not have the kishronos, that's it. You'll be ignorant. There's nothing we can do for you. You'll know how to say Tehillim, you'll know some Chumash, but that we should have tutors, and we should work with you to bring you up to a level where you'll be able to understand a sophisticated shir. That was not the derech. All of the koyches were given to yechidim to produce outstanding talmidei chachamim, and everyone else was left out on the side. That was the derech. There's no question about it. In this generation, that's criminal. It's mamish criminal. No, it's not. I mean, if it's practice, it's only practice. It's not practiced deliberately. If it's practiced because Rahman al-Islam, the school doesn't have the resources, or the system has failed, it is a catastrophic failure. It is recognized as a catastrophic failure if someone is left behind. In Europe, it wasn't a catastrophic failure. It was by design. Right. By design. Therefore, what?
There to weed out.
It was an elitist system.
That's exactly how it was.
When I was there, they literally told boys that, listen, you're here because you were there to become a rabbi, whatever track you would take. But after a while, if they saw you weren't making growth at the right rate that they wanted, they said, this is not for you. So, but they don't want to chase you out of yeshiva, but instead of night savers, take a couple of courses at Queens College. And that's what they used to recommend.
Yes. Look, they say it's been noted. It's been noted. I don't know how accurate the time of the
right.
The Tanoim and the Amoraim during that Tkufa, we find in Chazal an extreme gap. There were people that are on the Madrega of Tanoim, and yet the masses, the Hamayinam, were totally ignorant. Like, how could there be such a disparity? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. How could there be such a disparity between the two extremes? But that's the way it was. Okay, that's the way it was from time immemorial. Here the pasuk is megal, is being hinting to us, al derech drush, that when Mashiach comes, we're living in the times of Mashiach, that's something called a moineh. A moineh means that the leader is a one who counts. The word counting has a connotation. Every single individual is important. No child may be left behind. That is the connotation of what we didn't say. We don't have a word. It's a unique, powerful word. Amar Hashem. Let's take a look over here. What is the pasuk Yudgimel? Let's start it. Pasuk Yudgimel. Be'ari ha'har be'arim ha'imdim al-ahar. The cities that stand by the mountain of the Emek and in the valley. Ubepas hadram on the southern side. O ta'avarna. Ritzayin olaymar. Kol kach yisrabu hatzayin. There's going to be so much sheep. There's going to be so much sheep. At shelo yaspiku ba'aleim limnoisam bi'atzmo. They're not going to be able to count them by themselves. The yamid moineh b'mukhaimoy lahavir hatzayin lefanav limnoisam. They're going to have to hire professionals to count their sheep because the sheep will increase in number. Let's see what it says in Rashi if there is. Yes. O tavorna hatzayin. Yetzu v'yovohu yisrol. The Rashi is going for the drush. He's not focusing on the pshat, and the drush is going to be there's going to be a manik. Let's see the radak pasuk yud beis marbit simsoin b'chomokam me'ein. We did already pasuk yud gimel bar yehudu bar hashvela b'loy vav v'habam machr b'vav. The first one is out of a vav. The other ones have a vav. Al yidei moine Yisrael nimshal letzoin v'haroye hu hamelach. Exactly like what Rashi said. V'derech haroye limnoy tzoinay im chosh achas mehem is derech v'shepherd. The count the sheep is missing one of them. Oyoy mar ze'inyin lekaloy sapayshem Yisrael. Or b'tzei sam yagolus k'mosh shemufush b'sef yicheskel v'amar shem yavarti eschem tachas hashavet. Or according to Radak, this alluding to a similar prophecy in Yecheskel. Well, there it's explained in more detail. And when it says the counter, the count means, see, the mamash, the opposite of what I told you. I told you no child will be left behind, puf akert. We're counting only those that are deserving, to weed out those that are not. But here he's referring to the wicked. We're not chas v'shalom referring to people that are weak in skill. We're referring to the wicked. V'havarti eschem tachas hashavet. And there, v'zeh shama hinei anochi tavon v'atzon al yidei moineh. Through the counter, the one that's counting is making sure that the wicked are not included in the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Klal Yisrael at this time, the time of Mashiach. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Hinei. Now this is very good stuff here. I got really good stuff here in the article. They quote here. Who are they quoting? The Malbim. Okay, it's a beautiful Malbim here. Okay, so let's just see what the Pesukim are. Pasuk Yudalid begins the discussion of the Melech HaMashiach. Hinei, Yamim ba'oim ba'oim num Hashem, days are coming. V'haki mo'isi es ha'davar ha'toiv. And I will establish the davar that is toiv. Asher dibarti, which I spoke concerning El Beis Yisrael ve'El Beis Yehuda. What is that good matter I'm going to establish? Pasuk tetzvav. Ba'yamim ohem uva'esa hi atzmiach. I will cause to sprout le'David tzemach tzedakah. A sprout of righteousness that refers to the Mashiach. The Mashiach is the sprout of righteousness. One of the names of Mashiach is Tzemach. The Asa Mishpat Utztaka Baretz, and this Melech will do in the land Mishpat and Tztaka Baretz. And the Pasuk is Zayin says Bayamim Ohem. This Pasuk is very similar to what we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, especially those who make a Mishbech for the Medina. The Bayam Ohem Tivasha Yehuda, Yehuda will be saved, will dwell in security. The Yerushalayim Tishkoin Levetach, they will dwell in security. The Zeh Asher Yikro La, the following is what Yerushalayim will be called. Yerushalayim will get a new name. They're going to have to rename Yerushalayim, and it will be called Hashem Tzidkenu. Hashem is our righteous one. Now let's see the Shuto Shalmukra first. Pasuk Yudalit, let's start with the Mitzudos. Pasuk Tezvav, there is no Mitzudos in Yudal, go to Tezvav. Atzmiach David, Mizaray Atzmiach Tzemach Tzedakah. From his seed, I will cause to come forth a sprout of righteousness. Who is the Tzemach Tzedakah? Zehu Melech HaMashiach. What will he do? He will do Mishpat Utzedakah, justice. There will be an accountability for one's sins, and there will also be tzedakah. There will be, he will do kindness. Pasuk tezayin, v'zesha yikrola.
That's the source of the name, the tzemach tzedek.
The tzemach tzedek.
The Babich
Rebbe.
Tzemach tzedek.
Tzemach. Okay, there's another pasuk. We'll come to that in a moment. Okay, we'll hold off for one moment. Pasuk tezayin, v'zesha yikrola, v'zeh Hashem asher yikra hamakom liYerushalayim. Hashem will rename Yerushalayim with the name Hashem Tzidkenu. Hashem yatzdik oisanu bizman kiyuma. May Hashem make us righteous in the time when it is established. So we will yearn to become tzaddikim when we live and dwell and attach ourselves to this city, and that's why the name will be called by this mission. When you come to Yerushalayim, the goal is self-improvement, to become a better person. And to whom will assist you in becoming a better person? Hashem. So therefore, you're coming to the city Hashem Tzidkenu. Now, let's first see Rashi. Rashi, Pasik. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Radak. Pasik Tezvav, Tzemach Tzedakah, Zehu Melech HaMashiach. V'zehu Hashem Yikrulo Hashem Tzidkenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yikrulo Yishlam Hashem Tzidkenu, Kolemar, Sheyoshvecho Yermru, the people that live in the city will say, Hashem Tzidkenu. Period. The Yonasan Tirgim, the Dain Shema Dihoin Quran Law, this is the name that it will be called, Yis Avdun Lano Zichvon, let us do goodness, let us do righteous things, Min Kodam Hashem Begava, before Hashem in it. Similar to what it means, in other words, we should be righteous. I think it means the same thing. I'm not sure of the nuances between the Targum and the Mefarshim, but it seems to be similar. Ulamayla, now he gives us a Mar Makam, which I want to focus on. Ulamayla Amar. The Radak takes, no, wait a minute. Didn't we have these three psukim almost mila b'mila back in Perek Chof, back in Perek Chof Gimel? Yes, we did. Why is there repetition? But it's not perfect repetition. Let's see. Ulamal Amar al Melech HaMashiach v'zeh Shema Sheyikro Yikro Hashem Tzidkenu. And it says almost the same thing. This is the name which he will call it. Ushneim oyle yinecha, they're both basically exactly the same thing. V'sham perash nuhu, there we explained it. V'adoni av yitzhon levracha perash zesh ha'yikru lo ha-kodesh baruch hu shuhu Hashem tzidkenu. We will call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Tzidkenu. Not call the city, but we will call Hashem. Okay, now before we get more appreciation of what the Radak is trying to do, let's maybe go back and turn the pages back to Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Vav. Perek of Gimel. Chav Gimel Pasik Vav. Hinei Yamim. Okay, it's Pasik Hei. Let's read the same. It's like the same three psukim. Very similar, but we'll see there's a difference. It's a very important difference. I wonder if you can guess. Try to guess the difference. With the Malm, you have the Malm in front of you, but try to guess what the difference between these two psukim are, these series of psukim. Hinei, yamim b'amdum Hashem, v'akim oisi l'David. Now notice, here, so far is the same. David tzemach tzadik. I will establish for David a tzemach that is a tzadik. It does not say a tzemach of tzedokah. Tzemach tzadik. Okay, the tzemach tzedek. It's no, the tzemach tzedek is neither of the two. Tzemach tzedek is it's close. Okay, it's tzemach tzadik. But is umolach melech the hiskil? He will serve as a king, and he will be wise. The asa mishpat utzdak abaretz. Okay, that's pretty similar. And then in his days tivashay Yehuda v'yishol yishol levetach v'zesh shemo asher yikru o Hashem, and this is the name that people will call him. Hashem Tzidkenu. Seemingly, as the Miradak says, that this refers to the people are going to call the Melech HaMashiach. People will call the Melech HaMashiach Hashem Tzidkenu. Here it says, we're going to call Yerushalayim Hashem Tzidkenu. And here it seems to say, this is the name. Well, I take it back. The Mitzudo says, this is what the Melech HaMashiach will call the Jewish people. There are many interpretations, many different ways of the Pasuk. Zeh Shmo Shel HaMashiach. This is the name Shel HaMashiach Hashem. It's all the way around. This is the name of Hashem. This is the name that the Jewish people will call the Mashiach. They will call him Hashem. Says, you, the Melech HaMashiach, it is your role, it is your mission to make us better people. Here in this pasuk, it says that the city will be the one that will make us into the Melech HaMashiach, will make us righteous. So there are three major discrepancies, at least. There are probably more, but let's just focus on them. Number one is why here in our pasuk does it say Tzemach Tzedokah, whereas in Peruch of Gimel it says Tzemach Tzadik. Why here does it say that the name of the city, Lefi Pshutoi, is going to be called Hashem Tzidkenu, whereas in Peruch of Gimel, the Melech HaMashiach is called Hashem Tzidkenu. The third discrepancy is, why over here does it say Atzmiach? I will say Atzmiach L'David Tzemach. Whereas here it says V'hakimoisi l'David tzemach tzadik. Here it says atzmiach, and there it says v'hakimoisi, I will establish. Hakimoisi is a more personal expression. Hashem himself will do it. The word atzmiach means I'm not going to do it. I will just put into motion a process where mimela it will come forth a melech HaMashiach. Okay, so these are the three major discrepancies. Tzemach Tzadik versus Tzemach Tzedakah. Hakimosi versus Atzmiach. Who is going to be called Hashem Tzidkenu? Is it the city of Yerushalayim that's called Hashem Tzidkenu? Or is it the Melech HaMashiach that will be called Hashem Tzidkenu? And to answer these three questions, the Malbim says, very simple, Be'ita Achishena. The Pasuk in Zechariah says, when Mashiach say this, the last words on Shabbos HaGadol, one of the last Nevuos in Nach, there are two tekufos for the coming of Mashiach. There is the Ita, is the predestined time, and then there is Achishena. If we merit, the Gula will be hastened. It will come before its time. So the difference is, here in Parech Lamed Gimel, we're discussing Be'ita. If we do not merit, Mashiach will come at the very end, then the Gula will be on a lower level. In Perek of Gimel, it's Achishena. If we merit, Mashiach will come before its destined time, then we'll be on a higher level. So everything now makes sense. When it's on a higher level, Mashiach is called the Tzemach Tzadik. The righteousness is injected into the Melech himself. He himself is a Tzadik. In other words, we're going to have a leader on a very, very high level. Whereas here in Perek Lamed Gimel, it's Be'ita. We are on a lower spiritual level, so it's not so much the Melech. The Melech HaMashiach is not going to be on the level that we're going to be able to call him Tzadik. He'll be a Tzemach of Tzedakah. You can't give him the title of a Tzadik. To give a person the title of a Tzadik requires quite a bit. Noach was a Tzadik. Noach is Tzadik. But the Melech HaMashiach will not even be as righteous as Noach. The Melech HaMashiach will not get the title Tzemach Tzadik. He'll only get the title of Tzemach Tzedakah. So those who yesh darshan lignai, it's interesting, now you have a whole new mahalach, yesh darshan lignai, yesh darshan l'shevach. It's, I think, a new drush. Take that and refer it to the coming of Mashiach. In the time of Mashiach, there's going to be two different types of two different types of leaders. If we're Zoyche, it's going to be Achishena. And then the Melech is going to be the Tzemach Tzadik. What will Noach be? Lonech Shav Leklom. Noach is an Ish Tzadik. But Noach Ish Tzadik, Kineged, the Melech HaMashiach, who is the Tzemach Tzadik? Lonech Shav Leklom. Because he's going to save the world. But if we're not Zoyche, and it's going to be Achibita, then Mashiach is only going to be the Tzemach of Tzedakah. He's going to be the blossom of righteousness, but he's not going to earn the title of a tzaddik, because you only get a tzaddik if the people, the leaders, are only as good as the followers. You cannot succeed. Someone told me we had a whole sichsuch about. We spoke about this once about taking a job in a place where you can get in. You can get in if you wanted to have the job. You can get into the job. You can get it, but you should know 49.999% of the people don't want you to succeed. They don't want you. They hate you. They want you out. They don't want you. The rule is, you can't succeed in a place where they don't want you to succeed. That's the way it goes. The leader is only as good. The leader is only as good as the followers. But I once had an experience we were giving with the Dafyomi. So there were two options. There were two shuls to give the Dafyomi. One, it's very interesting. One Rav said, I gave the Dafyomi in this shul for a year and a half. Said to me, give the Dafyomi here. We're gonna give you everything. We're gonna promote it. We're gonna put up signs. We're gonna buy the svarim. We're gonna do everything. And Taka, that the Rav was true to his word, he put his full koyach into promoting the shir. Then once that turned to me a long time ago, was trying to say Dafyomi in a certain place. So the Rav said to me, I don't hold from Dafyomi. It's not real learning. I encourage my balabatim to learn the amkos bi'ion. There are a few people, some shvacha people, that this is the only thing. I'm not going to protest. I'll let you can have the shir. You can have the shir. I'm not gonna make a macha. You could have it. I'm not gonna help you. I'm not gonna go around announcing and putting up signs and encouraging you because I don't hold from it. So tell me, where do you think you're gonna have atzlacha? Two shuls, and one Rav says we're all for it, and the other shul says there's some people who want the dafyomi. Sit in the back, you learn dafyomi, but I don't hold from it. Dvarim shutim. You're only as good as the support you have. Now that's a rub going downward. Likewise, when it comes to the leader, Hashem only gives the quality of the leaders that Hashem gives to a people is relative to the yearning, the tshuk of the people of how great they are. So to review this, I think it's a good drush that Noach was an ish tzaddik. Yesh merabba seinu dorshim asam l'shevach. V'yesh dorshim l'gnai. What are they referring to? They're referring to the Melech HaMashiach. There's a stira in Yirmiyah. Is the Melech HaMashiach the tzemach tzaddik? Was the Melech HaMashiach the Tzemach Tzedakah? The Malbim says there are two different types of tkufas. There's a tkuf of Ita, Be'ita, the tkuf of Achishena. The Ita is going to be weak. Achishena is going to be strong. So Memela, if we're Zoyche to Achishena, then the Melech HaMashiach is going to be a Tzemach Tzadik. Then Noyach, Lenechshav Leklom. The Kedusha, the Tzadik of the Melech HaMashiach, the Tzemach Tzadik, relative to Noyach, each Tzadik, but if we're not Zoycha to Achishen, it's only going to be Be'ita, then the Mashiach is going to be the Tzemach Tzedakah. Noach is the Tzemach, is the Ish Tzadik. So Noach, he's in this generation, he'll be much better. He outdid even the Melech HaMashiach, which is only Tzemach Tzedakah. Yeah.
Tzadik,
yeah.
But Tzedakah, it says by Avram, by Ashkibel
Tzedakah. Yeah.
So the tzaddik is one, and the
tzaddik
is.
But it's not called the ish; it's done on the individual. All right, ein meshivin al hadrush. Okay, now the next discrepancy: the hakimoisi verse atzmiach in the nevuah of Achishena. The higher level there it says Vahakimoisi. Hashem himself will be there. You will be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he will appoint the Melech HaMashiach. But if the Gul is going to be in the Madrega of Be'ita, then it's only going to be Atzmiach. It's going to be indirect. Hashem is going to put into motion a process where the Melech HaMashiach will come forth. The third discrepancy was who will be called Hashem Tzidkenu. If we're living in the time of Be'ita, which is weaker, then the Melech HaMashiach is not so choshev. The city, will have to rely upon the environment, Yerushalayim, to be called Hashem Tzidkenu. But if with Zoicha to a Geula of Achishena, we're going to have a leader that's beyond our wildest expectation, then the leader is going to be called Hashem Tzidkenu. Okay, so this is the Mahalach of the Malam to explain the discrepancy between these two series of Pesukim. Now let's go to the. Pashta says they're mutually exclusive. But we know there's no such thing as being mutually exclusive. Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. There's no question that today, in the last 70 years since the Holocaust, we see there are elements of Geula. You can't deny it. You can't deny there are elements of Geula in all different dimensions. Whether you're a Zionist, whether you're an anti-Zionist. You see the whole world is what's happening is but yet it's not the Geula. Mashiach's not here. Don't make any mistake about it. There's a Tisha B'Av. Don't make any mistake about it. So there's the Achishena, it's unfolding. And there's also Be'ita. So there's also everything is Hos Elu Ve'elu Devei Elokim Chayim. Okay, let's go now to the next section of Pasuk Zayin. L'chein Hinei Yabob Num Hashem. Days are coming. I'm the wrong place. I'm sorry. Pasig Yud Zayin. Ki koya ba Hashem lo yikoreis. Now here Hashem, so says Hashem, lo yikoreis l'David ish yeshev al kisei veis Yisrael. It will not cease from David, a person sitting on the kisei veis Yisrael. Now these psukim, the way the parashah explain, is all a rebuke, is all a reminder to the Aseres HaShvatim. The Aseres HaShvatim, when they broke off, when Yeruv ben Nevat broke off and made his own Malchus, he was not a leader from David. That was a violation. That was a Shevet Ephraim. And when he went and he was afraid people would come to the Beis HaMikdash, he had to go make a Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaLendon. So his Beis HaMikdash that he established, Beis HaLendon, he had to have kohanim. He had to have people to do the avoda, to go to bring korbanos. They were not Levim. They were Yisraelim. So some people began to think that since this can go on for 200 years, maybe enochinami, that the bris Hashem made with David, that Malchus lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda, mechoyik mi bein raglav, and the bris that Hashem made with the Shevet Levi, that they will be the ones, the Kohanim and Levim, that would serve in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe this will come to an end. This will come to an end, and now when there's going to be Golus, everyone goes to Golus, and there's going to be the Bayis Shlishi, who says, David and Shevet Levi will come back and be the people that are going to be in charge. And this was also especially true during the time, even in Bayis Sheni, because during the time of the Bayis Sheni, who took over leadership? The Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim for a very long tkufa, they became leaders, and then they became the kings. They're not from Shevet Yehuda. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, I mean, it's said if it's correct or not, Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not make a Masechta Chanukah. So one of the claims is because he felt that Chanukah, there's a very great tragedy in the story of Chanukah, is that the leadership of the Jewish people was under the Chashmonaim, not under Shevet Yehuda. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a descendant of Shevet Yehuda. It was in the front of his, to what the Torah says. So therefore, we're not going to make a special Masechta to legitimize the Tekufa of the Chashmonaim. They were the ones that brought about the miracle, but they were illegitimate. Shouldn't say illegitimate, it was a Hayra Shah. It was a Hayra Shah, but it's not an ideal thing. And furthermore, they were guilty in not returning the Malchus to Shevet Yehuda at a later point. And maybe at this point in time, maybe there was a Hayra Shah, but they should have returned it. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh was very uncomfortable with this entire thing. So people, so over here, that's really what it's referring to according to some of the Farshim. This part, according to some of the commentators, is referring to the time of the Bayis Sheni. And in the time of the Bayis Sheni, we're going to see that the Kohun, that the Malchus is going to slip away from Yehuda. And people may begin to think the same way the Malchus can slip away from Yehuda, maybe Kohuna and Levia will slip away from Shevet Levi. That never happened. That never happened, but it did happen to some degree. I shouldn't say that because when they came back, there was a shortage of Levim. There was a shortage of Levim, and the Kohanim had to take over the role of the Levim. Maybe things that maybe even the Levi, maybe the Yisraelim to some degree took over certain roles, which, I don't know, may have been allowed to be done lahalacha by Yisrael. Because the Levim did not want to come. There was a very great shortage of Levim who came back. So people began to think, listen, Malchus slipped away from David. Levia is slipping away because there are no Levim. Maybe Kohuna will also want to slip away. So to that Hashem responds, no. Don't make that mistake. Koyamar Hashem lo yikoreis leDavid ish yoyishev al kisei beis Yisrael. Ultimately, the Malach will come back to David. And furthermore, Pasuk Yud Ches, v'lakoyhanim achalavim, and to the koyhanim, and the levim, the koyhanim that come from Levi, lo yikoreis ish, 24 times in Tanakh, it says, ha-koyhanim halavim. Right, the same as Gemara, this must be one of the 24 places, lo yikoreis ish milafonai, ma'ale oila, it will only be the koyhanim halavim which bring up carbon oila, umaktir mincha, offering a mincha, the oil says, zevach kol hayamim, and offering sacrifices all of the days. Okay.
It's not up to us. God won't let it happen. Lo yasur shev miyuda. Even when the chashmonaim, that's what he's talking about. That God, the chashmonaim, even though they were officially in charge, Yehuda was still in the forefront. And all throughout history, regardless of who's actually in charge, mi Yehuda, there will be parts of Yehuda that will still be in the forefront of leadership.
Always.
What do you call the
not
Nazi
totally Yehuda,
always.
But at least mi Yehuda will be at the forefront.
That's how we translate.
During the Zuga, he said no, all throughout.
Until the Chashmonoim.
Right.
Until.
No, but still after that, the Hill.
The Zugos were in the time of the Chashmonoim.
Yeah, so it was still.
Okay, there was still some degree of leadership. Enoch and Ami. What?
Here it mentions.
Are you right?
Until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai,
we have another comment. I guess that's before different kufa. I don't know. You're right. Ma'ala oila makti mincha. You're right. Oila mincha v'yos zevach kol hayam. You're right. Enoch and Ami. So maybe this refers to Bayis Sheni. Refers to Bayis Sheni. I don't know. It's obviously it's not referring to the ultimate gula. I mean, when they say that when Mashiach will come, first will be regular, will bring all the karbanas, and ultimately it'll turn to all the karbanas. So let's see these two psukim before we conclude. Starting with Pasuk Yitzayin in the Mitzvah of David, Ish Yoshev Ratzolayna Ish Mizaru Yoshev Al Kisei Malchus. There will no longer, so there will never be, it will never cease from David, a person that's Yoshev Mizaru Al Kisei Malchus. Pasuk Yud Ches V'Lekoyhanim Hakoyhanim B'nei Levi. Lo yikareis, lo ye nichras mehem ish milufonoi miyos mala oila v'zevach kol hayamim ritzon aloimar kol hayamim lo yu nichrasim ki ad oilam tia ha'avoy debohem. Forever they will be the ones that will be in charge of doing the avoida. Let us see Rashi. Pasik yud ches kol hayamim lo yikareis lohem zera ha'ro'oi lahalois oila ulahakim in Hashem guarantees that their seed will never come to an end. They will always be descendants of the Kohanim and the Levim. Let us see the Radak. The Radak says, there is no Radak. Okay, so this concludes. Okay, so this concludes this section. So we're up to Pasuk Yutes. I'll remind everyone again tomorrow that I have to take care of something tomorrow. Something personal. So I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And you're going to have the great pleasure of having Rabbi Maievski deliver the Shir. Okay, we'll take a short break. And then we'll do some Hilchos Shabbos.